Bobby Emmons. Music and memories.
Hanging around my very special guest, Edgar Winter, right here on WIBG. Edgar, 1972 was a tremendous year for you and the newly formed Edgar Winter Group. They Only Come Out at Night. What a tremendous album. I mean, every cut is great. Altamira, Round and Round, which is probably one of the greatest country rock songs I've ever heard. Autumn.
Oh, thank you.
Autumn, Hanging Around, which we just heard, which was a minor hit for you guys, but it should have been a much bigger hit. And of course, Free Ride and Frankenstein. I mean, the album was just outstanding. I can't say enough about it.
Thank you.
You are definitely welcome. And Edgar, why don't you tell us how the song Frankenstein came to be?
I happened to be the first guy to have the idea of putting a strap on the keyboard. And this was mainly with the advent of the synthesizer. And I had seen the ARP 2600, which as opposed to the Moog, there were two synthesizers. Robert Moog is generally credited with inventing the synthesizer, and so there were Moogs and ARPs, and the ARP was different in that it had a remote keyboard, a separate keyboard, and then the brain or the guts of the instrument was this mad scientist looking contraption with all kinds of cool knobs and sliders. And I looked at that keyboard and said, wow, looks like you could just put a strap on this thing and pick it up and play it like a guitar. And I was really frustrated as a keyboard player being stuck behind a big bank of keyboards. You know, nobody can see what you're doing, and you're chained to that spot. You've got volume pedal, sustain pedal. You really can't go anywhere. And so I thought, well, now I need a song, a vehicle for this new instrument, the synthesizer. And this harkens back to the time when I played with Johnny mentioned, you know, his calling me out and my singing Tobacco Road, it was at that time that I actually came up with the riff for what later became Frankenstein. And I played Hammond B3 and alto sax, and we had two sets of drums on stage, and I did a dual drum solo with Johnny's drummer, Red Turner. And, you know, we played that song all over the world. We played it at Woodstock. We played it at Albert Hall in London. And it's just gone and forgotten. And I thought, well, I'll put that old, we used to call it the double drum song because of the dual drum solo. I said, but that old double drum song, that so that would really sound cool with that subsonic reinforced synth bottom. So we worked it up as a live piece. And never had any intention of recording it, but it was one of those things. It was just amazing, like showstopper. I mean, I'll never forget the first, you know, that was like one of those rock and roll moments when I walked out with the keyboard, you know, on the strap. The crowd went crazy. And, you know, that became our big closer. But it was about 15-20 minutes long, and we didn't think of it as recording material at all, and it didn't really have anything else, you know, anything to do with the songs that Dan and I were writing. But at the end of the project, Rick Derringer suggested, well, you know, maybe we could we had some versions of it that just were accidentally captured back in the 70s. The cardinal rule was tape was always rolling. So we'd come in the studio and we'd play the song that we still didn't have a name. We just called it the instrumental. And, you know, we'd warm up with it. And so we had these 15 or 20-minute versions. And Rick said, well, maybe we could edit it, you know, into something usable. And I said, well, that's kind of a crazy idea, but I love crazy ideas. So it was a good excuse to get even more blasted than usual and have a big end of the project editing party. So the only way back in those days to edit was to physically cut the master tape, you know, which was a harrowing process, so like cutting a diamond. If you mess it up, you know, it was gone. So we had it in pieces lying all over the control room, draped over the backs of chairs and on the console and on the couch, and we were trying to figure out how to put it back together, and Chuck Ruff, the drummer, mumbled the immortal words, wow, man, it's like Frankenstein, drawing the analogy of an arm here and a leg there, and pasting the thing together. So the monster was born, and that was the first hit, you know, for the Edgar Winter group. And we had really thought that Free Ride would be the hit, and that was the first single that we released, and it went nowhere on the charts, and we kept releasing singles, and finally we got to Hanging Around that you mentioned before, and we just decided to put Frankenstein on the B side of that, and it started getting airplay on FM underground radio, went all the way to number one. Then we re-released Free Ride, which then, of course, became a big hit. And as they say, the rest is history.
That's for sure. Let's give that great number one a listen right here on Wibbage FM 94.3, the Edgar Winter Group. Frankenstein, the Edgar Winter Group right here on WIBG. And Edgar, I have to tell you, back in 1973, my very first car when I got my license was a 1967 Plymouth Satellite. And the very first cassette that I ever popped in that car was the Edgar Winter Group's They Only Come Out at Night. Love that album then, every cut, and I love it just as much today.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it is Frankenstein is a Frankenstein and Free Ride both are great car songs, and Hanging Around is great in the car too. Driving along, it's got the whole driving thing going on.
And I have to say that my son Robbie and his best friend Jason, who both just got back from Afghanistan not too long ago, just love that song, Frankenstein. And when they were about, I guess, 10 or 12 years old, every time they got in my car, they said, put that tune on. I want to hear Frankenstein one more time. A true testament to how great that song is.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Bobby.
Before you go, Edgar, I want to mention one more time the Rockin' Blues Fest taking place tonight up at Bushkill, PA. Also at the Count Basie Theater on Tuesday up in Red Bank, New Jersey. And I have to say, Edgar, I've had tickets to see you twice and have yet to see you live in concert, so I'm definitely looking forward to it. And I have to tell you one funny story. Back in 1972, you were playing at the Pocono Festival with lots of great groups, and you know, I got to the concert, and it poured like crazy. We saw maybe one or two opening acts, and then they waited about 5 or 6 hours, and it just poured and poured and poured. The weather was just horrendous, and my sister Margie, her friend Taddy, my cousin Danny, and myself all had to work the next day. We worked at Howard Johnson's restaurant in Asbury Park, and we could not miss a busy Sunday at work, so we had to leave the concert, did not get to see you. And another funny story about that, when we first got there, we knew it was going to be like Woodstock, and food may have not have been easy to come by, so we brought a couple of subs with us. And before we even sat down, my cousin Danny traded our subs for a joint, one joint.
That's going to make you hungrier.
That was 1972 for you, wasn't it? I'll tell you. But anyway, Edgar, I know you've got to get running. I just want to take this time to thank you so much for spending all this time with us here on WIBG. We definitely appreciate it.
It's really a pleasure to do an interview with someone such as yourself that obviously is really familiar with the music, and that it means something too. And you are right, I do have to go. But before we go, I just want to take this opportunity to thank all our fans for your continued support when coming out to the shows, buying the CDs. You know, we can't do it without you, and it means the world to us. You know, for all of you who followed my career as well as that of my brother Johnny's and Rick's, this is really like one of those special events. And you know, it means the world to us to be able to get out there and do what we most love and see you all out there still rocking and having a great time. So I hope we'll see you out at the show soon, and get ready to rock and roll.
Edgar, thanks again.
You're very welcome, Bobby. All the best. And if you can make it out to one of the shows, you know, stop by and say hello.
I definitely am going to try to do that. So we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, fantastic. And we'll talk again.
Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Edgar Winter right here on WIBG Wibbage FM 94.3.